This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. It's Sunday, April 7th. I'm Sean Rice with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. Colorado State Patrol says an investigation is well underway after a driver fled a traffic stop before driving off a bridge. This all happened at 12:03 a.m. on Sunday morning. Colorado State Patrol says they were attempting a traffic stop near southbound I-25 and Circle. Officials with CSP say the female driver began to drive away from state troopers and then off a bridge off of I-25 onto Highway 85. They say the driver landed upside down and the female was then ejected from the car. The vehicle was reportedly hit by several other cars. Colorado State Patrol says the driver was pronounced dead on scene. However, they have not released her name. After closing the area for several hours for cleanup and to investigate, that area has since reopened. They say minor damage was done to a portion of the guardrail. The Colorado Springs Fire Department responded to a house fire off of Airport Road in Colorado Springs just after midnight on Sunday. According to the fire department's X account, one fire engine responded to a single-family home at 2021 Airport Road just after 1 a.m. They say that fire was knocked down. Colorado Springs Fire Department says the fire displaced four people and several pets as well. They add one person was treated and released on scene for minor smoke inhalation. The cause of that fire remains under investigation. The Pueblo Fire Department has the Evraz fire 100% contained and has turned over jurisdiction and oversight to on-site crews with Evraz North America. Although that fire is 100% contained, it does not mean that it's fully extinguished. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is conducting air monitoring tests in that area where the flames and smoke rose from. According to EPA officials, first responders determined that there was no hazardous substances involved in this fire. They say out of an abundance of caution, the EPA will continue to monitor the surrounding area and provide the local health department with data. Colorado Springs Utilities responded to a large power outage affecting thousands of customers on the west side of Colorado Springs this morning. At 5:14 a.m., CSU reported 5,538 customers were without power in this area. As of 7:03 a.m., they say 1,151 customers have had their power restored. Colorado Springs Utilities is asking drivers to proceed with caution and treat any dark intersections where the stoplights may be out as four-way stops. They say their crews are currently working to restore service for all of these remaining customers affected as quickly as possible. For more headlines, head on over to KRDO.com. I'm Sean Rice. Have a great Sunday.
Tracker 13's Julia Dunneman giving you a quick check on your weather. Widespread red flag warnings as humidity levels fall lower than yesterday. Winds finally drop below damaging wind criteria this evening as that prominent storm system moves further northeast. Overnight lows will be in the 20s and 30s in most lower-lying areas. We do have the chance for more showers for our Monday and for your total solar eclipse, unfortunately, with heavy cloud cover. That's weather on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings, KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons on KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.